Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to journey into an understanding of how we can bring the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouses and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Khaliq. The meaning of Al-Khaliq is the creator, the most perfect creator. When we look at the Quran and we look at the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to describe our marriage relationship, uses to describe how He has created us as individuals, we see that in Surah Ar-Rum, the verse in the Quran, which is most often referred to as the marriage verse, describes to us how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the male and the female so that they can be husband and wife to one another and so that they can dwell in tranquility with one another. But when we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Khaliq, it also applies to us on an individual level in understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom as Al-Khaliq has created us in the most perfect form that He can create one in. He has created us perfectly, despite the fact that we may look at ourselves sometimes and see our flaws. But He is Al-Khaliq, and there is perfection in all that exists within us. As husband and wife, sometimes we can be very quick to criticize one another, to point to the other person and say, this is what's wrong with our relationship, and that wrongness dwells in you. We tend to do the same with our children, where we may, instead of praising them or being afraid to overly praise them, we may find ourselves criticizing. And for children in particular, we'll find that there is a lack of self-esteem or lack of self-confidence that can sometimes develop when we consistently criticize in that fear of not overpraising. We go in the other direction. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khaliq, the most perfect of creators, we know that even our children have been created perfectly for us, for our family, just as our spouses have been created perfectly as well. Now, are there times where that relationship, that marriage relationship, may not be a perfect complementary union towards one another? Yes, of course. And in those moments, recognize that the flaw is in the relationship, not necessarily in the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to continually strive, to strive towards improving, to be better and better. So even if we do notice that within ourselves there are those elements that need to be perfected, we can consistently work towards becoming better and better. And with our children, encouraging them to understand that they are beautiful individuals, that they are creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give them that encouragement and that enthusiasm to build their own self-confidence, to love themselves, and to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Khaliq, the Creator. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses our families, our homes, and our children. I pray that Al-Khaliq continues to grace us with the beauty of consistently striving to be better and better and better. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we continue to discuss the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.